Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is our gospel reading, St. Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 40. And I'll read parts of it as we go, but these are the words of our Lord, and so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by thy truth. Thy word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you know how we like to say things like, yes, but, what if teachers put up with this all the time? What if God puts up with this from us all the time? But what if? We say this after hearing God's word, don't we? But my relatives have come to town. So, I mean, you're asking me to do this, but what if they come to town? Yes, your point is? Take them with you to church then, or let them stay home if they won't. You be here. But what if they have worked a real hard and long year and go on vacation to rest? What if I? The best rest is in the Lord's house. But on holidays, I need all the time I can get to prepare the feast so we can eat on time. So have snacks ready and eat later. Yes, but then the game is on. So tape it. Eat, then watch. Is it a holiday? The holy day? Or the game that is being celebrated? Is it a day of excesses, excuses to sin? Come on, what else you got? You see, I can give you a counter answer to almost all of your what ifs, as teachers do to their students, I remember. Or simply answer that situation you give will never happen in the real world. I can give you an answer because the Bible answers everything that is under the sun. There is nothing new. Yes, God has an answer for them all. And yes, God has heard all the possible reasons for not doing whatever he tells us to do. God says to have no other gods before him. Other little gods, yes, as God knows we have them. But our God, our Lord, comes first. What do I mean here? Go ahead and love other things, but according to the commandments, and then we do are to do so in their proper order. God first, then family, wife, then children, husband, then children. That gets mixed up often. Then your neighbors, then your vocation, then your hobbies. Yes, love, cherish, and care, but not before, not above him, not out of order of creation, the way he made them all to be. Yes, but what if my husband is a workaholic? My children need me, and since he is not around much, why let him be first in my life over them? You both need to repent. Yet each of you are still to do what God says, despite the situation, even in these situations. What if? Yes. But the town does such a lousy job on the roads, and they sent my son over to Iraq, and I don't think we should even be there. And look at gas prices. Show me a coin. Whose image is on it? A president? So render to the government, to the world, what is theirs, and to God what is his. Pay your taxes, yes, but also give to God what is due him. You. Whose image is on you? Whose image has been once again placed on you? How were you formed and how were you reformed? Adam was made in the image of God, but then took the what if against it instead of doing according to how he was made. So the image of the devil was stamped on Adam and Eve and all of us. The world, I don't mean this planet, although affected, yes, but when the Bible talks about the world, it is in the image of the devil, its ways and its wants. The devil wants to also form the church into its image. He would like to form you again into his image as a liar, a cheat, a thief, a user, an excuser of sin. The devil wants you in the image of death to die and to stay dead. You see, he is the master of the but what if scenario. He gave Adam and Eve a crash course right in the garden. But what if God is holding out on you? What if it is a better thing to know good from evil? And what if God really does not want you to be like him? That is where this MO comes from. The devil. The devil tried to do this even to God. He tried the what if in heaven. What if he, the devil, could replace God and run things for a change? What if that were better? Yet he failed. The Bible says that the devil and his angels that he took with him, a third, lost their former estate and they were thrown out. Adam and Eve lost their former estate too, kicked out of the garden. Pain in childbirth, friction between husband and wife, more weeds than edible plants from all that hard work, than brothers killing each other. It seems that the devil's what if was working here on earth. It has been working well in the sense that we all do it, but the results, well, no good for us has come of it. Yet we still wonder, but what if it eventually will be good? Yeah, sure, let's try communism again. We'll do it better this time. No. We'll just be dead. Every one of us. Then the devil, with all his success here, thought he would get another chance at heaven. Yes, especially when the Son of God became man. He even tried to make Jesus into his image. He tempted Jesus. Then, because Jesus wasn't taking that bait, he killed him. But the devil failed. Using his own work against him, Jesus was not re-imaged, but actually began the start of humanity's re-imaging. Jesus was not just reclaiming his own body and life, but also ours and the world, nature and the universe itself. All will have the full, undiminished, unaffected, untarnished image of God once again. Starting with Jesus the man, then continuing with a band of 12 unlikely men, which then became 3,000 by the second chapter of Acts. And then out into the world, all by baptism, word and water and spirit. Same as the beginning of the world, if you hadn't noticed. The world made by God's word, the Son, in water and spirit, which hovered over the deeps. Just read Genesis chapter 1. All is being remade again according to God's way, again with word and water. You see, by baptism, we no longer have the image of the world. We get God's name, and wherever God, his name is placed, God is there. His image is there. He is there. A new creation starts there. We get Jesus as our covering. Jesus is the exact image of God. When we see Jesus, we see God. When God sees us, he sees Jesus. We have Jesus, his Spirit, and his Father. We have been reborn, re-imaged, remade, regenerated in his image once again. The planet is next. Out into the universe, even everything. So God has all the what ifs, every contingency, even ones we have not thought of yet. He has got them covered. What if? What if nothing? We are to act according to how we have been remade, like Jesus, to please his Father, where there are no what ifs any longer. There just are none in Jesus. Never. Even if we cannot see the how, it is covered. We are covered. So we can then render to God what is God's. You do so. All of you and yours. Your time, your things, your spouse and children even your life. He who hates his life in this world, Jesus says, will keep it. He who loves it will lose it. What image do you like best? Stop letting them change you into their image, the way they do things. Stop letting people try and change the image of the church then. We don't vote for choice in the name of freedom. We vote to keep God's commandments. We don't change church in ourselves and our services just because that is what the world likes. It wants us to reflect them, their image. But we must reflect God's. It wants the church to use marketing and packaging to tempt and to lure. It wants us to dress and be like them, to lure and seduce and tempt. All this is the image of sin, death, and the devil. The church and its people have the image of Christ. It must, or it is not the church. God's image is of life, not the dead. He lives, and we live and move and have our being in him. He is the author and perfecter of our lives. You only live because he says so. You only because he says so. He gives life to all those who despair of their own. Face the result of your sin, your death. Face the fact that the soul who sins dies and leaves all that he has to someone else. Face that picture, face that image, then turn and embrace instead the image of God that he gave you, his image. God is the only one who can change that death mask into a face that lives, that reflects him. He sent Jesus for this very reason. Jesus is the resurrection. He is the way, the truth, and the life. All those who believe in him, who eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, have life in them. These carry his life-giving being, God himself, the very image of God, Jesus, into their very bodies. Whose image do you have? Theirs? Or his? Those without Jesus' reflection die. With no ifs, no buts about it. So don't confuse yourself or others with the but what ifs. As if we could stump God, as if we could find wiggle room out of what he expects, as if there are loopholes, as if there were any other way. No, none. He alone provides the way out, Jesus. He alone provides life, Jesus. Yet he not only gives wiggle room to live and breathe and freely in, he brings us to his wide open fields where we can play in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus came and did this for us because we could not do anything except sin and then make excuses for it. So don't make excuses. Come to him, repent and trust him. Trust his answers, trust his word for all things, for all situations, for life. Trust Jesus. Don't expect any other answer. Don't go asking questions of what if you are looking for a way to make excuses not to believe, not to follow Jesus. If it is not in Scripture, it is nothing we need to know about in our relationship with him and our neighbor. Knowing stuff for him speculating and investigating his creation, math and physics and wonder and inventing and art and creating and building. Well, yeah, sure. Yes, with great joy. Yes. But to use it against God? Don't you even dare. Many tried. All have failed. As yes, he has all the answers. It is in there. When Jesus faced all those questions, like in today's text, he always used his word, the Holy Scriptures, to foil even the best of all, the best of the best. All those what ifs, just read the Gospels. Even the devil's twisted maneuvers. What if? What if you just don't need to? You don't need to what if it. You don't. Jesus has it all covered. In word and water, he has you covered. All things he works for the good of those he has called according to his purpose, who in fact love him because of this answer of all things in himself. So if anyone says, but what if? Tell him, there are none in Jesus. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.